The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
140 degrees already outside. Going nowhere but up. Time for some of them sidewalk eggs Brady's always on about. He likes those.
They're ready today.
You think?
You could do an omelet today.
We can get some sidewalk eggs. Very excited. We're going to do a word for the man cave upgrade in a little bit as well. So be paying attention around 8 o'clock this morning. We'll throw that at the end of the Brady Report. We'll have one for you. Brady Report should get it to you. But right now it's time for that Brady Report. And it's almost Father's Day. So you can head to Hooters and enjoy an ice cold Bud Light while you're doing some shopping. Buy a $25 Hooters gift card. That ain't bad. Get $5 in dad bucks for free. Only at Hooters. You're going to put a whole bunch of money there. Send your dad over to Hooters so he can take a look at the wait staff like only a father can. Hey, Dad. Got you some eye candy, my friend. By the way, that Australian lady who was being bullied for her voice that we were talking about just got this email. It says, God, I hated hearing that. Her voice was so annoying, I wanted to chuck my chair at the radio. Signed, Caleb from Shriners.
I've been hit by many a wheelchair. Stephen Hawking hit me once at a symposium for black holes.
I love that lady. I like that she changed her clothes, too. So it was edited. She had more thoughts. She just made one long video about how annoying she is. Great stuff. Brady, it's time now for you to annoy everybody with your voice. Give us that Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.
Whew, glad the word awareness got thrown out.
I was just going to say. Yeah.
That's that pausing you throw out there.
Happy World Elder Abuse Day.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts.
It's awareness. Like, who's not aware that the elder, like, if you're unaware of it, I don't understand that.
You're complicit.
Yeah, well, if you're unaware of the potential of people being beaten up. That's essentially what we're trying to ask you to be.
They're not putting out enough videos.
So you just are
people getting bullied and stuff.
Elder abuse awareness.
Yeah.
Is just
it's still going on.
The awareness of people being abused. Doesn't matter if it's elder or otherwise. And your
folks at a facility right now, just, you know.
Right. So if I say, I'm aware.
I'm aware that they get beat up. Well, okay. Then
good enough.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. We pay good money for it.
I know that you're not supposed to beat them up. Is that what we're becoming aware of? And that if I have one that's in a facility, I should probably keep an eye on the fact that some people like to beat up old people. So you go in there and you just ask grandpa, is anybody hitting you?
Hey, Nathan Sunderland is the one thing you got.
Yeah, well, that wasn't elder abuse. That was comatose person getting impregnated by a Christian rapper, aspiring Christian rapper. But that wasn't elder, but that's just abuse. This is just abuse awareness day. But today, I guess what you're saying for elder abuse awareness day, go ask grandma and grandpa if anybody's knocking them around. And if they say yes, job done. You're aware of it. So congratulations. Oh, good. I wanted to be aware of these things.
Opportunity for a charity. Make lots of money.
Oh, yeah. You just send money to that.
Massive.
Instead of just asking your favorite old person if anybody's hitting them.
Weezer's first gig ever was in 1992 when they opened for
Van Halen,
Keanu Reeves' band, Dog Star.
Wow.
92?
Yep.
Whoa.
The whitest state in the U.S.?
Alaska.
Oh, no way.
No way.
Well, that's a good one, but they've got Inuits.
Right, that's
correct.
Right.
I would say Vermont.
Vermont is number two at 92.7%.
You saw it.
No, I didn't, or I would have guessed the first one. That's how you
do it.
By the way, Toledo.
You're in the right neck of the woods.
By the way, Toledo, that's how you do it when you do pre-read the stories. Yeah. You act like you didn't name number two.
Maine.
Instead of just saying
Maine.
Yeah, Maine's got to be right there because it's Nova Scotia.
You saw it.
Nope.
The least white?
Those are logical answers. Yes. Peter Gabriel's sledgehammer came out of left field.
The least white?
Yeah.
Least white. Oh, geez.
New Mexico.
New Orleans. Or, well, Louisiana.
Louisiana's got a lot of white up north. I don't know if they consider themselves white, but that's a very French Cajun thing. I'm going to go with the least white percentage, right?
Yeah.
New Mexico. New Mexico's a pretty
New
good
York.
Answer. I might go California.
California or Florida?
I might go California.
Hawaii.
Oh, dumb. I always forget that's a state. Should have never happened. Well, shouldn't. We stole it. That wasn't a thing of saying that I hate Hawaiians. We ruined that. They don't want us to be. They just like the tax money and the tourists. They hate us.
John Hughes wanted to film the baseball scenes from Ferris Bueller's Day Off at Comiskey Park.
But too many people were shot.
No. He was a White Sox fan. But because of the shooting schedule, they had to film it at the Cubs.
That, and let's be honest.
I thought he was a Cubs fan, iconic. Though, because I in all his movies, there were
somebody's wearing a Cubs hat.
Yeah.
He's probably making fun of him. Mm. Also, let's face it, 1983 Comiskey Park doesn't film as well as Wrigley Field. 1983 Comiskey Park is old Comiskey.
That's beautiful.
Oh, but now beautiful guaranteed
you
field.
You need to get your eyes awesome. Checked. My God, no.
What about guaranteed rate field today?
Boring.
Down.
It's nice, but it's boring.
Nothing better than a stadium whose logo is an arrow pointing down.
I know.
John, you checked yes, by the way, when you entered the UFC fight, that you're aware of elder abuse.
Oh, is that right? They asked four questions. Are you sick? Are you aware of elderly abuse?
Well, John did check it. Adolf did.
Yeah, Adolf did. You can't prove that. And he was born in July 26, 1972.
A new Father's Day poll found that 74% of dads don't want anyone else manning the grill this Sunday.
Yeah, don't touch our grill. It's a man's thing.
Father's Day is one of the most popular holidays to barbecue. The 4th of July is the top.
Do you still barbecue in this weather, Brady, as much as you love it? Are you going to go out?
I did last night.
You did?
I regret it.
Christ. No, thank you. I want a salad and an ice cream cone. Yeah. Standing over fire. Ugh.
I didn't stand. I was kind of smoking, so I had to check it every now and then.
Don't you have a smoker with the thing on the phone where you can just...
That's what I do to mine. We went out and got drinks.
You can't smell your phone, Brett.
How often do you smoke? 8 times a week?
No.
10?
Higher?
Higher or lower, Bob? Where am I going?
Your eye.
You smoke 2 times a week? Don't you have to smoke like quite a bit?
Well, grill, actually, but I don't know. Smoking, a couple of times a month.
And grilling, twice a week?
That's probably about right.
No kidding. That's a lot.
Here are some unique Father's Day gifts, basically for each state that they've suggested, like Arizona.
Here we go. Amethyst. What? Right. What mining stuff you got for me?
He hates miners.
Arizona is day passes to fancy hotel pools.
That's a good gift. I've lived here forever and never thought of that.
Huh. Arkansas. Luxury cologne. That's unique there.
That's nice.
That Old Spice.
Eh, du toilet.
Yeah, it's needed there.
Georgia, robots.
They buy their dad's robots? I didn't know there were Japanese people in Georgia.
Illinois.
I'm going to get Toledo a robot. I'm going to get Toledo a robot and call it his dad.
Oh, geez. Lou Malnati's pizza.
All right.
Ammo's got to be up there somewhere.
Yeah.
Kansas has a unique one, a pill for limitless brain power. Guess they.
That you get your dad?
That's what the, a suggestion
is
for.
That on Amazon? What,
it's a real thing.
Is that Prime?
Minnesota?
A coat.
Prince memorabilia.
Really? Everybody there is required to be a fan?
So here we go. Montana.
An evacuation kit.
Metalworking supplies and decor.
Okay.
Oh.
There are a lot of metallurgists.
What was
there.
Arizona again? Oh, the day passes.
Yeah.
To the pool.
Ohio is iced coffee cup, I guess like a Yeti or.
Right.
And socks.
They're Dad's Father's there. Day gifts suck.
Texas, luxury toothpicks.
I don't even know what
there's
that
luxury
means.
Toothpicks?
What is that? Is that
Virginia.
Diamond encrusted?
Laser engraved beef jerky.
What?
Dad's Father's Day gifts suck so bad.
They get screwed.
So bad. Another reason not to have kids. Yeah. Just be disappointed every June.
I always ask my dad for Father's Day, what do you want? He goes, not a goddamn thing. Because he knows he's going to get something junk. You know?
You're going to give me a goddamn coffee mug. Yeah. And I've got a job and I buy my own things.
Well, this guy doesn't have to worry about getting a sucky Father's Day gift. Ziona Chana. He passed away, but he was the head of the world's largest family. Lives in India. He had 38 wives, 89 children, and 36 grandchildren.
Miserable.
His crib was 100 rooms where they all lived together. I did see the current record holder, because he passed away.
Sure.
From hypertension.
He was a little stressed out.
Diabetes.
He had a 100-room house, and it was crowded.
38 wives nagging him.
Oh.
There's a guy in northern Canada that's with a polygamous LDS sect. He's got,
shocker,
like 68 kids. I forget the number he has, but he's now, I think, second.
Number one.
Is number one
with a bullet.
Yep.
Brett, here you go. Your luxury toothpicks.
Yep.
Single malt scotch toothpicks.
All right.
Oh, so
now you're all right.
Drenched in scotch.
Bourbon, mint, cinnamon, like when we were a kid.
So a luxury toothpick has flavor.
Apparently.
I used to like the mint toothpicks.
Yeah.
Dentists can't be happy with toothpicks, though. That can't be.
Why not?
I don't know. It seems dangerous or like bad for you somehow. The jam stuff in between there that isn't floss.
They want
some dumbass to
swallow
them.
Their metal. Prongs.
You're probably right. Here you go. Yeah. Antique brass toothpicks.
Yeah, you don't want brass between your teeth.
I think that's just a handle. Or is it the whole thing?
The handle.
Well, the little thing at the top.
Beads. All of it.
The whole thing is brass?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's too much. I'll just floss.
Wash it off. Use it the next day.
Thanks, William Sonoma.
Not sure if I wash this one or not.
Like my dad's hanky, he'd offer it to you. I don't want that. You got something on your face. Here, no, get that away from me.
You'll like this trend, John. People are now planning pregnancies around your child's zodiac sign.
Oh, yeah. They're shooting for the sign?
Oh, they're trying to get
it. Yeah. 5% of baby boomers did it when they had kids, but 31% of millennials and 25% of Gen Zers said it's something they might do when they have kids.
They're trying to, like, have an Aries.
Most popular signs.
Idiots.
To pick.
Idiots is right.
Scorpio, Aquarius, and Taurus.
Because
they're idiots.
Because they're idiots. Because people don't
the
know.
The poll also looked at.
It licked?
Licked at which people like to lick. People most likely think the astrology is real.
Yeah.
Taurus, Gemini, and Aquarius.
Yeah. They're the ones most gullible.
Likely to believe in.
That's a gullible bunch.
The least. Leos, Capricorns, and Scorpios.
Leo.
And Leo.
You got to be an idiot to believe that. Because every Scorpio I know is a whore. That's all I know. That's the only thing I've ever... How come that's not a thing? Well, because you have to learn rising signs. And like, then it's nothing. Then it's just individual personalities. What if you rape one? Like, I know the fact that... I know that sounds terrible.
I was
but
just
like,
going to say, like, whoa,
maybe it's a little Chicago guy. But I'm just saying, people's lives change due to horrible events, right? So your Scorpio tendencies definitely disappear if you've been abused. Like, all of a sudden, you're more like a Leo. Like, I don't believe in anything anymore. Jackass. I want to have a Scorpio. Why? Because they're so giving. You're a moron. Your kid's going to grow up stupid. It's a stupid Scorpio. That's such a Gemini thing to say. You're an idiot. Mm-hmm. We can't be friends.
I know Bunny planned for me in February.
Sure she did.
She wanted an aquarium.
She wanted an aquarium, and she got you.
Said, this isn't what I wanted.
She just mixed
Torb,
up
I said I wanted an aquarium. You got me pregnant.
And?
Oh, I got to have it because of God.
We have a massive.
We could just leave like Toledo's family.
No, that's wrong.
We have a massive surplus of Girl Scout cookies.
Uh-oh. What are we going to do?
15 million boxes.
Hello, Africa.
From last
what
year?
What is this? Thin Mints.
Yep.
I love Thin Mints. Doodly doodles. What are these? I love these as well.
Because the troops couldn't get out there and do the in-person sales. Or camp out in front of your grocery stores.
So now
we can send the Samoas over there.
Yeah. Airdrop them.
Here you go, guys.
They're booming us with cookies. They're delicious. I can't wait for the next bombing raid of Thin Mints and Dosidos.
They're just making houses out of those.
We built a house from the Dosidos. They are terrible. Don't drop the coconut ones. Yuck.
All it does is attract lions and stuff. But Africans will love this. Here, drop some Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl champion shirts and some Dosidos. Here you go, guys. We're afraid to land. Red Cross rules. I do. I've always wanted to start an African restaurant where the food falls from the ceiling.
On tracks.
Authentic order. African restaurant. Yeah. The guy comes by and he's like, what do you want? And you tell him and he's like, I'll be right back. And then you hear, and your waiter's gone. And then a plane goes over and just drops your food. With drones, it's possible. Authentic African cool. restaurant. It's like eating in the Sudan. And then animals just come up and try to steal your food.
You got a pee right next to you.
It's a bunch of kids walking around trying to get out.
The waiters are all wearing 49ers championship jerseys. Some
Michael Jordan stuff. And Buffalo Bills world champs.
A bakery in Japan.
I would have them wear that. Would the whole wait staff would be in stuff that aren't champions. I love this
idea. Would it be the most recent one? So they'd be Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, the most recent one is that, but usually they're pretty tattered and you get like 1992 Buffalo Bills world champions.
A bakery in Japan is now selling edible face masks.
The ones that we're
you
supposed
can
to breathe
wear them,
through?
Eat them. Each mask has a circular loaf of sweet bread called melipan with a crisscross pattern. So it looks like you got a big waffle strapped to your face. A pack of five costs $16. Ships from Japan. Not sure how effective they are.
What the heck do we have to drink here? It says on the menu that they serve urine.
It's your own urine. It's
free. You don't think, do you?
You make your own Arnold Palmer.
Sweetened, unsweetened.
It's whatever comes out, I guess. This place is authentic.
If you've got high glucose, then...
Yeah. And then the table next to you just gets up and goes, give me your food! Oh, no.
Oh, we got the warlord table.
A warlord table next to it.
Give it to me! I am the captain now.
Great. Now it's just mixed up.
Most of the time we come here, we don't get the warlord
Somali table. Somali pirates, but we're landlocked.
We can work on land.
Yeah, before you open the pouch delivered, you have to pay a ransom.
Right. Well, when the plane goes over, they're going to be near the table. You got to fight them off.
And the waiter comes over with a machete and cuts the meat
right.
for you.
There's a coup. I would like this African restaurant. Almost as good as when they changed that Planned Parenthood into that Italian place. The Plan.
Police in Tyler, Texas are on the hunt for a man who broke into a mall to steal a bag of Dippin' Dots.
Sounds like a man if you're in heartbreak.
The guy dropped through the ceiling like he was Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. He didn't have any crazy tactical gear on, but he was wearing a polo and pulled off the whole mission while licking on a sucker. Ew. He was also able to leave through the same hole in the ceiling where he entered. As far as we know, he didn't take anything other than a bag of Dippin' Dots. No word on who the guy is. He's still on the run. They just have the video. Maybe he'll strike again, the Dippin' Dots bandit.
I just got this thing that said, hey, I need to say thank you to Dick Toledo for the metal working tools he got for Father's Day years ago. I still remember what I used it for. Rich, I hope you remember the taillights I built.
They were bright.
Signed Toledo's dad. He made taillights to get away faster. Oh, that's fun.
We'll end it with a couple of quick.
Hold on, Brady.
Brady videos.
My son's star sign is Sagittarius. Saint Louis, the bastards. That's fun. They're having fun with you.
Got a good scorpion on a. It looks inflatable tubing on the roof.
Oh, I think I've
lake.
Seen this one. This is the this one.
This is a quick one.
Human scorpion. Oh, is that a girl doing that?
Yep.
Oh, that man feet over the top. He's on one of those. Those look dangerous every time I see him. Like, I'm not a risk taker by any stretch, but those
scare. Some of the bigger ones, they'll fly.
Yeah, they're
like they catch air.
They're just rafts that you float on. You're not supposed to drag those at top breakneck speeds. Of course, your spine's going to invert.
The last one's a quick UFC battle. This guy gets a little cocky here.
Okay.
And it's thanks to Ice-T for putting this one
out. Have to follow it up.
It's from Ice-T's page. Oh, he's sleeping.
Always thinks.
No, he started to dance. He got one of those. He got to dancing for his opponent and then got kicked in the face. So, nice job. Thank you, Ice-T.
Jeremy's added one.
All right.
Since
These are horrifying. Jeremy's are scary. Jeremy Thomas?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Since it's about to be monsoon season here.
Yeah. There's a couple of guys. What did they hit?
What was that?
They're driving in a sandstorm. You don't drive in a sandstorm.
They're okay? Oh, they hit it again.
There's the deer man. That's the deer man.
More stuff hitting them. Get out of that car. Yeah, don't drive in the monsoons.
One final one.
Okay.
Since Brady likes the drunk people.
Yeah.
Somebody on our Facebook sent us this one.
This guy just leaning over the ledge of a bar. Traffic going by.
Have a White Claw car.
Oh, a White Claw shoots out of the window and smashes him square in the face. By the way, that's not a White Claw car. That's just a car that someone threw a White Claw at.
Is it because of his voice? I've had bottles thrown at me before.
He deserves it.
That's
he's
the driver. White Claw. How dare you throw a White Claw in my car?
Throw me one, bro. He's like 4 inches from the passenger window.
You don't throw it back.
Here you go, twink. Oh, man. Enjoy your bottles and James, jackass. This guy's drinking wine coolers. Oh, man. That was a punch. Nice job. All right. Well played. I like that last one. Hot diggity.
No laws with a clause.
We're going to give you a word here that you
White
can
claw?
Text in. No, we won't go with that yet. We'll get a word for you guys to text. 97936. Get your texting fingers ready. We'll get it. Second to last one we're doing, I do believe, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so we can get you ready for the Man Cave upgrade. You can qualify today. It's 98 KUPD.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.